Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk about the proposed Court of Appeals with Supreme Court Justice James Hardesty. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Randy Thompson, Leslie Pittman, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's always a pleasure to have Supreme Court Justice James Hardesty back on the program. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a subject that is not new to this program, but maybe to some of the people watching this program, which is the incredible need for an appellate court in this state. So I want you to take as much time as you need to explain to people, first of all, what the problem is, why we need the court, and how it's actually paid for.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Sam, and thanks so much for having me on. It is an important issue for our citizens. The justice system in Nevada, a co-equal branch of Nevada's government, has reached a point at the appellate level because of the caseload where it's really a case of justice being delayed and justice denied. A lot of people don't focus a lot on the Supreme Court of Nevada. Except when we publish a major decision that impacts some public policy question. But in the interim, what we find is the court has the highest number of per justice filings per year compared to other state Supreme Courts around the country.
And by a huge amount.
Oh, it's a big amount. If you calculate the number of cases filed per justice in the Nevada Supreme Court with other states, we're at about 357 cases per year per justice. In California, it's probably about 235. In Arizona, around 190 or 95. In Utah, 115 or so. This has to do with the fact that the Nevada Supreme Court must hear every appeal under our Constitution from the district courts around the state. as well as cases that are presented to us by a special writ from the limited jurisdiction courts around the state. So in addition to having a heavy caseload, the Supreme Court's caseload also includes certain unique case types, like we hear, in addition to some 66 death penalty cases and some of the major civil litigation in the state. We also hear petitions for judicial review of driver's license revocations.
Which is crazy.
Or inmate disputes challenging the quality of their food or the condition of their clothing. Now, no one would suggest for a moment, Sam, that those cases aren't deserving of an appeal. But they can be heard by a court of appeals rather than the highest court of the state. When you think about the function of the Supreme Court and any state Supreme Court, its job, our job, is to decide and interpret the Nevada Constitution, interpret and determine what the common law is in our state, interpret statutory rules of construction and various statutes that are adopted by the legislature and ordinances and regulations by administrative agencies, and as well determine what the rules are for the admission of lawyers and the discipline of lawyers, hear appeals involving judges who are charged with misconduct by the Judicial Discipline Commission. So in addition to that, we're responsible for administering the judicial system around the state. It's a substantial caseload. And in 2009, the Supreme Court's responsibilities were expanded even further when the legislature adopted the foreclosure mediation program and charged the Supreme Court with the responsibility to manage that program as well. A program which, by the way, has probably had some 45,000 Nevada residents go through it in the past 4 or 5 years. So this translates into a delay in the resolution of cases, which directly impacts families and litigants and businesses in our state. The important part of the Supreme Court's job is to publish opinions and provide precedent. Through precedent, lawyers and litigants are able to guide their affairs and determine what the law is and how it might affect them or decisions they make in their transactions, in their affairs. Without published opinions, those questions are unclear. They're gray. So there's not the kind of guidance that is important to the law in our state. The Supreme Court is trying to publish more opinions, but when you have to deal with a whole lot of cases, like driver's license revocations that are important to the person whose driver's license was revoked, or the Department of Motor Vehicles who revoked it, it isn't important to the entire system as a whole. So the plan that we put forward to the legislature in 2011 and again in 2013 is a specific business plan to accommodate the disposition of those cases in a cost-effective, prompt, and impartial way. By the way, the 2013 legislature passed this measure unanimously. I like to, when making presentations to groups, I like to kid, you know, what does Michelle Fiore and Jason Frierson have in common? Most people would react, not much.
Right.
But in this instance, they both saw the value of this improvement to the Supreme Court and to the appellate jurisprudence in our state and voted for it, as did the rest of the legislators in the 2013 session.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a minute here. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll continue. This is a very important topic. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Over the years, I've done a lot of research and worked with a lot of water districts, but one has always been at the forefront of water quality research, the Southern Nevada Water Authority. In fact, They became a world leader in water quality testing. Even the Environmental Protection Agency is using their work. That's why Las Vegas Water continues to meet or even surpass federal standards.
Coffee, Mr. Renner?
No, thanks. I'll stick with water.
All right.
For information about water quality and home treatment systems, ask the authority.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Justice James Hardesty of the Nevada Supreme Court. We're talking about the need for an interim level of justice in our state below the level of the Supreme Court to deal with all these extraneous issues that really shouldn't be coming to the Supreme Court justices. So one of the things that I found interesting over the years in talking to you about this, and you mentioned in the previous segment that you got the unanimous approval of a legislature to go forward with this, is that you've actually figured out how to pay for this without it being a burden on the public.
Well, I think cost is a significant matter in any public decision, no doubt about it. This plan proposes a three-judge Court of Appeals panel, which, by the way, Sam, is... it's not an intermediate court of appeals. That's completely different from what other states have. What we propose to do instead is take the caseload that we've talked about, identify those cases that are less precedential or not likely to provide precedent, and push many of those cases down, transfer them down to the court of appeals for decision there. Once decided, those cases will end there. So the Court of Appeals will be located in the Regional Justice Center in Clark County on the 17th floor. The reason for doing that is that we have existing chambers and a courtroom to accommodate those three judges. So there's no reason for any capital costs. We don't have to build buildings. We don't have to build courtrooms. The Supreme Court, in fact, and the Court of Appeals will courtroom share. Holding arguments in the Carson City courtroom when we have oral arguments, and the Court of Appeals has arguments in the north, and hearing arguments in Las Vegas, as we currently do, in the Regional Justice Center, and the Court of Appeals will be housed there. Another reason for doing that is about 70% of the cases we've identified would be coming from Clark County. Because of their population and the nature of the disputes that would be heard by this court. So it's a convenience to the litigants, it's a convenience to the attorneys to be able to present their cases in Clark County by and large. So there's no capital costs associated with this transaction. The only costs you have are the operating costs for a three-judge panel, which consists of the three judges, their three secretaries, and their six law clerks. Now, the budget of the Supreme Court was made a number of changes back in 2008 and 2009. And since 2009, we've been reverting somewhere between $900,000 and $2.5 million per year. in the last
back to the state general fund.
So in the last probably 4 or 5 years, we have reverted close to $6 million in state general fund dollars back to that to the state. Our argument to the legislature in 2011 and 13 was, if you continue to fund the Supreme Court at those levels, our reversions contribute or mitigate substantially the costs associated with the Court of Appeals. Senator Smith, who's the chair of Senate Finance Committee, recognized that if this passes, this would become effective in January of next year, January 2015, which is in the last 6 months of the biennium. Because of that, she asked for budget hearings on the Court of Appeals budget, and that was fully vetted in the 2013 legislature. And in addition to passing the initiative on to the voters, the legislature unanimously passed the Court of Appeals budget as well. So it is funded. The costs are significantly mitigated by the Supreme Court's current budget reversions, and I think cost is not a very significant issue. But when we talk about costs, Sam, there's another area of costs that people don't focus on much, except someone who's in the system or has a case. What about the cost of the delay that is occasioned by being in the Supreme Court? Not only the actual cost that you pay additional attorney's fees because of that, but the emotional cost of being tied up in a court proceeding. Businesses want certainty. They want guidance. What business is going to locate here in Nevada if you don't have published opinions and you don't have a system that can resolve business disputes promptly and quickly?
Let me break in for a second. We've got about 45 seconds left. So what do you think is different this time around than the previous times you tried to get this through?
I think three things, Sam. I'll try to be quick about it. First, we are not competing with an amendment to the Constitution to change the way judges are selected to a merit selection. There's no other provision on the ballot that deals with changing the Constitution about the judiciary. Second, and I think more important, we have a public education effort being made. Legislators formed a PAC that are raising money to try to help develop that, and it's already produced a lot of support, including almost every chamber of commerce in our state, for example. And third, I think that what people realize now is the importance that this has on the judicial system and on the state as a whole. We can't have a judiciary that's backed up and can't respond. So I hope the voters this year will say yes on one.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Justice Hardesty, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, I'm Brian Samudio with News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 51st annual Reno Air Races are coming September 10th through the 14th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated Mercedes-Benz of Reno is once again proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's Air Races.
5 days of racing action, including the wildly popular Patriots Jet Team.
Catch the excitement at the Air Races and stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno for our best opportunities of the year. Race on.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College. the starting point for healthcare careers.
This is Nevada Newsmaker.
And back on Nevada Newsmaker, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Randy Thompson is here, our political analyst. Trey Abney is with the Chamber, and Leslie Pittman is with Sierra Strategies. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
So what are the chances of this Court of Appeals going through this time, Randy?
Oh, I think it's got a good shot. I think we're realizing that our population has grown and that the caseloads have grown. We've got more lawyers than ever, so thus we have to accommodate them with more courtrooms. But it just makes sense. It really does. And the point that I think the point the judge made about the backlog and the time it takes to get to the Supreme Court, it is affecting lives. It's affecting business. And it really it's now a financial decision as well as a personal decision to add some support.
Well, and it's also interesting that really the amount of money that the Supreme Court keeps shipping back to the state budget shows that there is would not be a huge increase in cost to the state.
This should more than cover that. I think that's the only negative thing that if you hear anything negative about this, it'll be the cost. But as Justice Hardesty said, that's already been taken care of through the legislature. I think it has a much better than average chance of passing this time. You have a stronger campaign behind it, and it's not you don't have the merit selection of judges on the ballot at the same time, which we did 4 years ago, which really sunk this thing, I think.
Leslie?
I would just add that when I read that in some custody cases, it's taking 5 years to accomplish that. Imagine if you're a parent or the child and you're stuck in limbo for 5 years. I mean, and it's such an emotional issue, and that, for me, was a significant selling point.
And certainly, to Raina's point, the business community is very concerned because it takes that long, you know, a business owner spending time in court and paying lawyers instead of hiring people and economically diversifying here. And when you have a court that doesn't have to deal with driver license revocations and
It seems crazy.
It does. That they will have time to actually write opinions, and you'll have precedent set. And that's very important for a strong business climate here.
All right. Let's change topics here. Senator Reid and Dean Heller were here on the program. Senator Heller. One of the things that Senator Reid was talking about, because I was trying to point out how many billions of dollars, certainly in Las Vegas, are in the pipeline for growth down there, somewhere in the order of $12 billion, which is huge. That's bigger than City Center. That the economy is recovering in the private sector, but not in the public sector. Your thoughts about that?
My thoughts are, what private economy is he talking about? Because the private sector that I deal with is still struggling, and they're still not hiring, and they're
and
still
that's small
not,
businesses.
More small businesses, yeah. I mean, no doubt Las Vegas is seeing some growth. We are seeing hiring, especially in the construction sector. But it's still tough out there for small business. And, I know that there are state employees that are still on furlough and stuff. So, we still need a better economy in our state, period.
Okay, Trey, are you optimistic? It seems like EDON seems to be bringing a lot of businesses to Northern Nevada. And like I said, we certainly see a lot in the pipeline for Southern Nevada.
EDON is running on all cylinders. I think Mike Kazmierski is doing an excellent job over there. I can tell you, we talked to a lot of my members, and they're just now, I think, coming up off the bottom. I've talked to a few that said that they're in the black for the first time in 4 or 5 years. So we are starting to see some improvement. I'm not going to cry a lot of tears for government and how much it hurts. It's certainly still taking in all the permits and fees and taxes that it has been before. We do need a new tax structure in this state to fix things like the furloughs and City of Reno issues that are going on there. I'm much more concerned about the private economy. When they get healthy, the government sector will get healthy.
And one of the things I've noticed, one of your clients is Station Casinos, and the numbers are not coming back as strongly for them yet, because you need to have that construction industry really going to drive money coming back into the local economy, correct?
Yes, and I think that the encouraging thing is to see the land prices on the Strip
stabilize.
They're stabilizing and they're increasing, and I think that's encouraging for some of the activity that's going on. I've got folks who are coming in and purchasing some of these projects that have been mothballed for several years, and what that's going to do is generate construction jobs and ultimately, obviously, more hotel casino workers on the Strip, which are the Station Casino's customers and the local gaming operators' customers.
And it's interesting, too, because you saw James Packer coming into the market now, a major player in both Australia and in Macau. And so you're going to see a rollout, as Senator Reid was pointing out, of every year or every other year, you're going to see another major property opening up. And, the big question is, who takes the fountain blue? Any ideas?
No, not really sure about that. But I will say that it'll be great to see construction cranes on the strip again. It's been a very long time.
Actually moving this time, though, not just sitting there idle.
One thing Senator Reid said, not on this program, but elsewhere, that Ray Hager reported in the Reno Gazette Journal was to not bank on Tesla. What do you think of his thoughts on that?
Well, I heard him this morning driving over here, and he said that he wouldn't bank on Tesla. We have to remember that Nevada is primarily a leisure state, and I found it interesting that he he's still in that mindset, and especially in Las Vegas, where, yes, it is still a leisure-run business. Northern Nevada, we need to diversify because we're not. We don't have the, they don't, Vegas doesn't really have that confrontation that we have with Indian gaming. So we do need to bank on a Tesla. We do need to bank on the Apples and the Microsofts because that is more of our future, at least in Northern Nevada.
But I think it's very interesting that just the publicity from Tesla has generated not only interest, but actually now some escrows in Northern Nevada.
Mm-hmm. It gets word out about our region. Absolutely. It's a positive. So maybe we shouldn't bank on it. We should be optimistic and work like hell to try to get them here. But we, I mean, certainly we should be realistic and know that there's certainly a chance that they won't come here. So I think Senator Reid said, let's not start counting the jobs yet. And that's probably true, but we should work like hell to get them here and others like them that can utilize our resources.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Now, I know exactly what this should cost you, but I'm going to charge you three times that amount. I know what you're going to ask me. Do I have a contractor's license, right? Well, I don't, but I'm still going to ask for cash up front, and you're probably never going to see me again anyway.
A bad contractor isn't always this obvious. Visit the Nevada State Contractors Board website to verify a contractor's license before making your hire.
So when do you want to get started?
Protect your home. Protect yourself. Hire only licensed contractors.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record four shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
August 27th to September 1st, taste the best ribs anywhere as more than 20 of the nation's top rib cookers compete and bring the meat to the street at the 26th annual Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. With the Nugget World Rib Eating Championship, free top name entertainment, 300 craft vendors, and the country's best barbecue, there's something to satisfy all your senses at the last great cookout of the summer over the Labor Day holiday on Victorian Square. Come hungry and enjoy the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. For event information, go to NuggetRibCookoff.com.
On our next broadcast, Congressman Mark Amadei will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.